Good afternoon. Welcome to Foreman & Wolf on Food & Wine. I'm Tony Foreman.
And Chef Cindy Wolf.
And Cindy, it's funny. I was thinking about our poor engineer, Luke, who's going to have to archive this program. And it's a topic that's a little bit confusing sometimes. Is it vegetarianism? Is it vegetarian cooking? Is it you know, vegetarians versus vegans? We wanted to talk about, because we're in the season of abundance of produce, and we wanted to talk about vegetables. So I think we should just title the program, Eat Your Vegetables.
Right. There you go. as all mothers and fathers would say.
And take zero sort of political stance.
It sounds good. You know, and there's so many more vegetarians now than there ever were when I first started cooking. Almost no one would say they were vegetarian. So it's an interesting change in our culture. And right, as you say, right now, it's such an amazing time for vegetables.
Well, you and I are in an age bracket where when you're a kid, not everybody was super conscientious about getting fresh product, right?
Right, for sure.
That a lot of convenience product was still super prevalent. And was like the upscale sort of norm, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it was a frozen product or a canned product. And I mean, there's no end of canned, you know, because it said it in French on the label. My grandmother had, you know, petit pois, you know.
Very exotic.
And exactly. So dealing with all the vegetables, though, and dealing with how to actually prepare them, clean them, select them, prepare them, understand the seasons, it's a fun and ongoing thing, and it's a little bit different every year. That's one of the things that's most fascinating for me. But it's. I was also thinking about what is the motivation for some people, because maybe for you, you're the youngest of your siblings, right?
Yes, by far.
Were you a good child?
Of course.
Did you eat your vegetables?
No, I hate it. When I was a kid, my mother struggled with me greatly. Even though my mother was a great cook and all the women were in my family, I hated vegetables. And I remember sitting at the dinner table many hours after everyone else because I was sitting in front of a plate of peas that I did not want to eat. And ironically, I became a chef and I love all food now. And, you know, I think a little bit for me, probably when I was a kid, that maybe, you know, we would have peas that were frozen or peas out of a can and they weren't fresh English peas. Now, not to say, of course, I lived in Indiana at one point in my life and we would get the best corn. Well, I'll tell you what, I always ate that corn when it came from the farmer down the road. But those peas that came out of the can, there's no way. And also, I remember hating mushrooms when I was a kid because we had those horrible mushrooms that came out of those glass jars. And those are disgusting.
They were just sort of slippery.
And that's the, yeah. Right. And that's the reason why probably a lot of people from that time would not like mushrooms. Those are not prepared correctly.
I've borne witness to a lot of your vegetable transformation because there was a time when I would go and get... And,
you know, it has been a bit of a struggle.
I'm a little bit of that weird hippie-dippy.
You've known me over 20 years, though,
right.
Too. So let's,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Absolutely. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I, and I know your joy for... Oh, beautiful vegetables and produce and getting flavor from it now.
Mm-hmm.
But I've watched your path over the years, and I think it's a path that, and ladies and gentlemen, we're live today. You can call us, you can reach us with your comments, your questions, your recipes. Please don't call in with your steak marinade today. It's a vegetarian program. It's 410-662-8780. You can reach us toll free, 866-661-9309. Or, as I usually say, if you're shy and prefer to email, and we do get great email questions after programs.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for that.
Yes, thank you.
It's foremanwolf@wypr.org. And, well, but where I was headed was watching you. I mean, I'm that person that would go through and I'd find these beautiful odd little eggplants, or I'm excited about this particular herb. And if it's not something that, you know, you went to culinary school and you had instructors in French cuisine, and I would just find stuff that like smelled good to me, which is what I was taught from my great-grandmother, and
sure.
I would just kind of bring stuff. And
I remember the first time you brought a white eggplant to me, and I'm like, well, that's why they're called eggplants. Okay, I get it now. And they were beautiful, and the taste was so amazing and so different from anything I'd ever eaten, having that fresh white eggplant.
It has nothing
to
do with the color of the outside.
No,
it has to do with
the freshness
of the eggplant.
Too.
But yeah, it's cool that you remember that. But the thing is that there's a cross between having technique and having knowledge in certain things, and also having just sort of sense enough to pick really fresh product, knowing what kind of product it is and knowing how to cook it and get flavor.
That's the whole thing about cooking, period. You know, people will often say, what's your philosophy, or how do you work, or what do you like to work with? And for me, it is absolutely just finding the very best product from wherever it comes. It can come from Spain. It can come from down the road. It can come from my own garden. But as long as it's the very best of that product, that's what I've always looked for as a chef. That's, you know, when you talk about the difference between a zucchini that just came out of your garden or just from the farm, you know, from that morning, and you're cooking it that night, it is such a tremendous difference in the flavor and the way that it looks and smells, as you say, and every aspect of it is just so much more beautiful and wonderful when it's fresh.
Well, when you see it and it's perfect, it's also, you're a little more reverent about how you wash
you
it, how you deal with it.
Exactly.
All of your knife cuts, you know, that's kind of a... I know that sounds kind of an odd thing, but
cooking
is a sensual experience
exactly.
for the cook as well.
It is, indeed. And it is, you know, one of the first things I tell a cook when they start working for me is, I said, you have these wonderful gifts. You have to use all of them and begin to develop them, which is your sense of smell, your taste, your hearing, your sight. All of these wonderful natural gifts that we have to be heightened, because that is what makes a very, very good cook. So
why don't you... And I've got some difficult questions for you. So let's do something.
I can't wait.
Nice. Let's do something nice and easy out of the gate.
Okay.
You talked about you've got a bunch of recipes that you wanted to share.
Mm-hmm.
What's a great vegetable dish recipe that whether you're cooking for vegetarians, you're just cooking this time of the year?
Yes.
Something that you think people should know how to do?
I'm highly motivated by a couple of different things: English peas, fresh fava beans, and zucchini. And so I have three sort of different recipes I'd like to talk about. One of the things that I'll often make for an hors d'oeuvre, you know, as the guests come into the restaurant to have their first taste of something, is something that is light, bright, and fresh. And I will take fresh zucchini and saute onions in the pot to make soup. Saute onions in the pot and butter, and do not allow them to color at all. And then add water. And if I am doing something, you know, typically I would add chicken stock. But if I do just want that pure flavor of the zucchini, then I will not worry about it. I'll just add water to the pot, salt and pepper, and let the onion and maybe even a little bit of onion, shallot, water, salt and pepper work for maybe 15 minutes on low simmer so that it develops flavor. And then I will saute separately in a little bit of butter and salt and pepper, seasoned well, just sliced pieces of zucchini, obviously washed well. Zucchini, I think, likes sandy soil, I would imagine, because it always seems like that's sort of a little bit of sand in the soil is good for it. Right. So you want to wash it very well, and you really want to rub it with a clean towel to make sure that you get every aspect of dirt off of it. And then, of course, slice it into thin slices, and it could even be in a large dice. The shape of it really doesn't matter as long as it's relatively, you know, no bigger than a large dice. And work that in the butter and salt and pepper until just begins to soften, and then add it to the pot. You only have to cook it 5 more minutes. This is a very quick soup to make versus some other soups that you might make. Again, because you barely want the zucchini to lose, you don't want it to lose its color. You just want it to flavor the broth, and you just want it to be cooked. So really, you could probably even cook it for 3 minutes and cook, and then immediately go into your wonderful high-speed blender if you have one, and be very, very careful when you're putting a hot liquid in a blender. Never fill it over even 65-70%, and be very careful that the lid's on right. And if you have it's preferable to have a high heat lid, which means it has some ventilation, then you won't have an explosion in your face of hot liquid, which is really pretty undesirable when you're cooking.
It's really not, it's not a highlighter.
Not in any way. No. And puree it into oblivion, and you can either choose to pass it through a fine sieve, or you can just let it alone. Now, right at the very end, I add a little bit of aged Reggiano cheese, if you are eating cheese, and a little bit of really pretty, fruity, flowery extra virgin olive oil. For me, it would be something from Provence, or it could be a lighter oil from Italy, extra virgin olive oil. And I would just add, you know, maybe even a quarter of a cup at the end of the blending process. And maybe, you know, if you're making soup for 4 people, let's say, you're using 2 nice-sized zucchini, 1 onion, 4 shallots, a little bit of butter to saute, a little bit of salt and pepper to your own taste, and that quarter cup of extra virgin olive oil added at the end, and probably about maybe half a cup of aged Reggiano grated into the soup at the end as well. You want definitely want to add those two things at the end. You definitely want to blend in that oil because it will separate if you don't blend it well. And then you have this really beautiful, light, pretty soup. And I can turn that into something else. I think one of my other really favorite things to make at home, particularly if I'm entertaining or I have family or friends coming over, is to make a tian or a gratin, whichever word you want to use to call it.
Which a lot of people think of as sort of like ratatouille, but sort of formally organized.
Mm-hmm. So a very nice casserole dish, proper size for, let's say, again, four people. And there's so many things I could do with zucchini. I could go on for the entire show and talk about zucchini. It is really a beautiful, beautiful vegetable when it's fresh. If you were to make, just very quickly to make a tian, you just want to do thin slices of everything and do layers of everything. Make sure you season it properly between each layer. And you want to have either, if you want to use butter, you can, or if you want to use extra virgin olive oil, which is actually what I would use.
So for the layers, if you're using four or five vegetables, what would you put in the layers?
Well, in a few months, we'll get tomatoes. So preferably, there would be beautiful heirloom tomatoes or some great variety of wonderful, flavorful tomato. So thin slices of zucchini, then tomato, because that's going to give you inherent moisture, and then some sort of cheese. It could be goat cheese. It could be a better melting cheese than goat cheese, such as Gruyere or even Reggiano, raclette. Might be a little bit strong, actually, raclette.
That would make the smelliest tian of all
time. Yeah, that would make it very smelly and maybe a little bit more German.
I don't know if I like where that's going.
Goat cheese, little Reggiano, the extra virgin olive oil, salt and pepper, and zucchini and tomato. And you have a beautiful, and you could add basil, herbs, basil would be pretty in there.
There's multiple thin layers just stacked up in the casserole.
Parsley. So, yes.
And
bake it in the oven at 325 degrees. You can start it off with foil over it and then pop the foil off and allow it to either brown a little bit, or if you just want it to be beautiful and bright and fresh and not have any color, you don't have to brown it at all. Probably 25 minutes in a 325 degree oven, non-convected, and you will have something really beautiful and fresh and lovely to eat and easy to serve, easy to make, fun to make. Use a Asian mandolin to slice the zucchini.
It's kind of an easy cheat instead of all the nice
That's not
time.
Cheating, Tony. That's not cheating. Jeez.
It's called technique, right, Chef?
Yes.
So we are live today. It's Formidable Phone Food and Wine at 410-662-8780 on WYPR or toll free 866-661-9309. And when we come back, I'm hoping we get a call from someone to tell me exactly what I'm supposed to know vegetarian means, vegan means, lacto-ovo. If we can have someone just kind of straighten us out on exactly what these classifications are, that'd be really helpful on Formidable Wolf on Food and Wine.